I am Josh.
I'm Jessen.
And I feel like a pony when I sweat, Austin.
Hey guys, have you seen in My Little Pony the movie in 1986?
How did I know? Ooh, I'm excited. I haven't. Josh hasn't. This is one of those episodes that just could be real hit or miss, if you know what I mean.
No, it's gonna be a miss. Like you don't have to know much about the 80s cartoon to guess hey, this is gonna be a miss. But what do you guys think it's gonna be about? People who haven't seen it usually tell us what they think this movie is going to be about.
So,
yep, that is the premise of the show, unfortunately, so, this week.
This movie here.
Go for it.
I know it's from 80.
You
I know it's from the
bronco.
80s. I know it's from the 80s.
You do know that.
So, it's from the cartoon show that, honestly, this is what I think of when I hear My Little Pony. Not because I ever watched it, just because it was the toys that were around whenever I was a kid.
Did you have any?
No, I did not.
Did your sister?
I saw them. No, she was a little too old, I think.
She would have been
she
too
was right
young,
the,
I would
she
thought.
Was,
for this one,
she
86?
Was, or too young, that's what I meant. She's a little too young. Like, she was in the generation, like the generation 2 and 3 ponies that didn't get movies.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what those look like, and I'm really afraid to Google it.
Like, they're not much better.
I did. I had one of these. I had the purple one, I think, with the multicolored hair.
Yeah, I never had a My Little Pony.
My grandma gave it to me when I was like
I had Care Bears.
5 or 6 for my birthday, and my parents kind of flipped out. They're like, that's a girl's toy. That's a My Little Pony. He's going to grow up weird. And I did. Probably not because of the pony or anything, but
thanks, Aunt.
It was a great toy. It had real hair, and my other action figures could ride on it into battle or to like
nice.
Ponyville.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need a steed when you're going into Ponyvale or Huffington, Salt Lick City. That's one.
Whenever Josh played with the My Little Pony toys, the ponies rode the other action figures.
What are you talking about whenever? Like, it was a past thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I actually own any official merchandise from the show.
Oh, so you own, like, a lot of just cool fan art and stuff?
I have a lot of fan merchandise. I guess I have pop figures, which are official licensed, but I don't any, like, directly, like, this is a, in the girls section of Target type thing.
And that's a thing we're going to get into about this movie. It was designed, unlike the newer generations, which, sure, they have toys based on them. These were designed to sell toys.
Yeah, 100%. That's what I was going to say. This movie, unlike the last My Little Pony movie, is probably not going to have much of a plot or very high stakes. It's going to be more geared towards little kids than modern-day cartoons are.
Speaking of, we've done a previous pony movie.
We have.
That's Gen 5?
4.
4.
Gen 5.
Come on! Come on, Austin!
Sorry. I'm a slacker. I'm a pony slacker.
Yeah, we did the G4 My Little Pony movie. A bit out of order, I'll admit, but we're catching up with the first one.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there's a couple more coming.
That one I remember being, kind of okay.
Oh, that one was pretty good.
Yeah, it was fine. There's a couple of good songs.
Yeah, like, it's they not, introduced you know, the character Emily Blunt.
Yeah, she couldn't she like she was like lightning or something, right?
There was
yeah,
like some flying ponies and some ground ponies.
Right.
And some
I don't remember the names. I don't remember the names. Ponies. But let's see if I can remember. Let's see if I can remember.
Can you name any of the main six? Let's see.
Oh, from
the Nyx? Jesus Christ. Oh, you mean like actual names?
Yeah.
From, I thought you were talking about the G4 movie, not 86.
No. I was going to talk about the types there are.
Oh, types. Three, four, technically. Go.
Okay. Because I was going to say there's like the normal ponies. No wings, ground no ponies. Horns. They're just regular ass ponies, Earth other ponies, than they yeah. can talk.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the ones with the horns, they can do magic.
Yep, unicorns, yep.
Then there's the ones with the wings, they can fly.
It's Pegasi, yep.
And then there's the ones with horns and wings.
Those alicorns, yeah.
Unic Pegasi.
Alicorn.
Oh, alicorn, okay.
That naming scheme say, actually stays pretty much the same throughout every year, is I believe.
I was going to say God King, if that was my guess.
I'm going to call your bluff because you're a DM. You know all these types of ponies, Justin.
I don't know all these types of ponies. They don't have this in D&D.
They have unicorns, and they sure. have Pegasus.
They're not named the Feywild Adventures.
Talk about nightmares.
We're about to watch one.
I know nothing about this. I didn't see it when it came out. I didn't see sure. it ever since. I have no
so,
frame
anyway,
of reference
I
other
I
than this
even...
first gen.
I never even gave my thing of what the movie is.
Go for
it. Yeah, what do you think's gonna happen? Low stakes.
Low stakes.
Mm-hmm.
So like Goody Gumdrops or whatever a name for one of these ponies are.
That's a fair guess.
Is gonna get slighted by a different pony and they're gonna get mad at each other and one's gonna like run away. And they gotta go find him. And that's the whole movie. There's gotta be some kind of antagonist. I don't know enough about My Little Ponies, but whatever is in the show that usually attacks them, they're gonna show up. Like
I
the
think
Team Rocket,
like
the,
My Little
the Gargamel.
The big
yeah,
dragon,
the Gargamel.
Yeah. It's usually a dragon of some sort, I think.
Yeah.
And Spike is its offspring, but that's like a reveal we haven't got to yet in the show. I feel like that's gonna be canon someday. Like Spike is the bad guy's offspring.
You think Spike is gonna be in this one also?
Oh, that's interesting. Cause Spike seems like a modern day addition. Like he's cute. He's a dragon. He's baby. I'm gonna say no. I don't think Spike is gonna be in this one.
What do you think the movie is gonna be then?
Well, like I said earlier, mostly I think it's gonna be a toy commercial. I think we're going to get introduced to a lot of characters all at once because you're supposed to know the show by now. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be like...
By the way, that's not unique to this... In the last one, too.
It's Yeah, but I'm
it
saying...
It assumed you knew all these fuckers right from
the
get-go.
And a good way to do that is always some sort of like Pony Day or something like that. And yeah, shit's going to go down during Pony Day. There's going to be an evil wizard dragon and like they're gonna make it stormy and the ponies are gonna have to get together to clear the weather for their party, but I don't know how to make more pony toys because you have all the ponies. I want a pony action set piece, like
a location,
like a pony
ooh, a new pony location,
a new pony location, a new pony, like
there's gotta be
villa
like a new
or bungalow
species of,
or
a new species, an entire species of new ponies so that they can sell a whole new thing of toys.
Exactly. There
like
you
the
go.
Same colors, but just slightly different. Like, ooh, these ones have tentacles on their heads.
The Cthulhu ponies, like, yeah. They have pure black eyes, and they're just like, you will not imagine the horrors that await you at the edge of the universe.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so new set piece if they can. My mind immediately went to, like, Pony Tank, just because this is the same era as G.I. Joe and fucking Transformers, and they were always selling, like, even He-Man, like, everybody had a vehicle that shot spring-loaded rockets at one point or another. So, yeah, I'm imagining, like, ponies inside of, like, a Trojan horse that is painted all cute, and it's like, let us in, this is a gift for you. And then at night, they sneak out and slit the throats of their enemies, whoever those may be.
That would be really cool, but I would guess
This is before the Friendship is Magic days.
since it's still like kind of cutesy and they're going for cutesy, they still have like it's a big pony, like it's one of those vehicles, and it shoots like a rainbow out of its butt.
Yeah, and hearts out of its ass and its
Yeah,
mouth.
something.
Yeah, there you go. Oh,
Little rainbow darts.
just a big pony. Do you guys remember how
Yeah,
big
no one would
toys got at
abuse
these times?
that. Nobody would abuse that.
Some of the first My Little Ponies were really big, like the toys, if you go back and look at them. But some of the fucking toys at this time were gigantic. We were in the excess years, and toys were keeping up with it. There's something, I don't know who made it, but it's like a airship. No, what do you call them at sea, the really big boats, aircraft carriers. And this thing's like a 7-foot-long toy. I'll send you guys some toy commercials from this time while we're watching the movie.
That's a large toy.
Lots of big toys. So yeah, I'm thinking like a Pony Palace or something, like a big set piece. I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna see what toys were sold during this movie. And we'll be back after we watch My Little Pony from 1986 here on Have You Seen? Nay is probably what I'm going to say, Josh. Nay.
You can't stop me.
All right, we're back. Having just seen 1986's My Little Pony, the movie. You know
Yeah,
what?
what did you guys think?
You know what I wish there'd been more of? That song.
Which song?
The one song, Josh, that played
There
throughout
was a
the
lot of songs. It was
entire.
basically a musical.
No, I
There was
mean,
like
okay,
the
yes.
smooth song. Is
No.
that the one
I
you're talking
actually
about?
did really like that song. I'm talking about the one like
Grundle's
overture that
good,
played
Grundle's good, Grundle's good.
that's like do 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 do
Oh,
do
the theme
do.
song.
Yeah, 'cause it played in between every other song.
Right.
There was so much music in this. I really right off the bat appreciate it when they give bad guys songs. And
It's
we
like,
got
yeah, these are some
most
pretty
of the
established
songs.
bad guys. That was
Yeah.
most of the songs came from these bad guys.
They did.
Bad
They did.
gals.
Bad gals. Bad guys.
Bad
Yeah.
gals.
Bad folk. Bad folk. What
They're
you gonna
basically
do?
hags.
This
There's three of
was
them.
a very impressive cast. It starts off and
Were these in the show?
it's like Bambi. These actors? No way.
No, these characters.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain. I've not seen much G1, but I'm very
The
certain it was the same
witch and her daughters.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were in the show.
They
They were just
recognized
voice.
them.
They were just like, hey, voice actors who do this normally, fuck off. We got Rhea Perlman and Madeline Kahn.
Woo!
Need to do some checking.
I'd walk out of the room, I'd tip my hat.
Oh, and Cloris Leachman
Yes.
was the
So
mom.
right off the bat, it's like Bambi. Really good forest animation, gotta say.
Mind the animation for this. It was kind of nostalgic for
Oh,
stuff
it
I
was
grew up with.
great animation. We'll talk about
The sound
who it
effects
came out
too,
of.
like the cartoony sound effects I
The
appreciated.
they were all over the place. There were
But
so many. They were
there
layered, like,
was a little
wow.
too many, but I did still appreciate them being there.
One of my first notes is, holy shit, sound the horn of Gondors. The ponies are loose. Because they
Yeah.
bolt bust down that castle door.
I wrote, who let the ponies out? Because it's like, Jesus Christ. It was like, and as soon as they came out, the music just started. Like, there's no preamble. It was just like, like tranquil forest, critters running about, and then My Little Pony. And they're like clomping around.
It's like a theme song specifically tailored to what's going on in the movie.
It is one of
because the ending did it too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Another's hungry. One has a headache. This one just banged.
Whoever wrote this, this is a secret. Pull in a Justin.
It's a what's secret. The guy, what?
I'm gonna say, what's the guy who writes the music for Toy Story?
Writes what?
Randy Newman.
Oh. All right.
Because they're describing what's happening on the screen. That's what he does.
He does.
This
you're
is
right.
A secret Randy Newman song.
He must have gone through one hell of a vocoder to get rid of that accent he's got, though, that LA
he
accent.
He wrote it.
You think he wrote it like he sings, and they're like, we have to get this translated. It says here, My Little Pony. So
this one's eating and this one's lying.
See, it would have been like Toy Story had Randy Newman done it. Oh, I got a real Lord of the Rings vibe right off the bat, and that continued through it. Spike is definitely in this, and I hate it.
They're basically the same character.
But they're tall and have a much whinier voice.
Yeah,
same character, I'll give you that.
Your assistant, you know, follows around, does stuff.
Is she the magic one? Or is it just not like Gen 4? It seems like there's not as much structure to this one.
There's still, only like, one... unicorns and Pegasi and stuff.
Yeah,
you see them
only,
teleporting
the, only the unicorns ever used magic.
Yeah, I get that, but... it's the spring festival, so we've got pagan ponies running around the maypole. Mm-hmm. Some of them were blowing up balloons, and I was like, "Don't give ponies balloons. That's just a bad idea for everybody. Like they'll breathe. Like unpopped ones, sure, but I mean, like yeah, like big balloons, let them knock them around. But you don't want ponies breathing in balloons. That's trouble.
Right.
But no, they don't have thumbs. I don't think they know the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Josh, you ever seen a pony give another pony the Heimlich maneuver?
Probably happened in G4 at least once. I'm
yeah,
sure.
Probably.
They did, actually, in G4, they had a writing, like, doctrine where whenever possible you're supposed to animate ponies, like, pick up things like they would, but
that's
a lot of times,
cool.
Like, they weren't able to do that, so sometimes you see ponies picking up, like, cups with their hooves and stuff when they're supposed to be in their mouths.
I imagine it just sticks to their hoof when they try and pick it up.
They just
the
have,
show.
Like, adhesive hooves.
Yeah.
Yeah, G1, I don't think they had that kind of, like, writing stuff going
no,
on.
No, there's a lot more critters going around, too. Like, forest
they,
critters.
They
there's
servants.
A lot of different character, like, races.
In they stuff. Had servants in this. Like, straight up, because they don't have hands. They just have hooves. They had, like, these little... Oh, how do we solve that? Oh, we give them a bunch of little squirrels and rabbits and shit that
I,
do
yeah,
that shit for
I don't
them.
Know if... I wouldn't consider it their servants. They seem to be more of a communal race, these ponies.
Oh, okay. Who can talk?
I can't... Can't the things talk? All the animals? And they
no, the animals never talk.
What are those little fluffy things that are all different
those are
colors?
Different. Those are different.
Those aren't animals?
No. Have you ever seen an animal like that?
Yeah. There's
those
little,
are the bush willows.
There's little mer ponies in this, too. You catch that?
Yeah. What the fuck is with that? Why did they have inner tubes? Like, they need help swimming.
For fun and to save people who fall in, Justin. They're like fey creatures. They trick you in, but then they, like, save you. We get some, like, evil volcano lair, and I love the way this place is drawn.
I like the witches. They're my favorite part of the movie.
They were a lot of fun.
Pretty fun. Yeah.
We have the two daughters, the tall redhead and the short brunette, who's always, I love this, she's either eating sandwiches made of rats or has like
or
secret
bugs.
Bug pockets. This
yeah.
This time she makes a worm sandwich and takes a bite out of it, and you see the bitten wiggly worms from the bitten side. That was almost too much for me.
It's one joke in this movie that literally actually made me laugh. I was like, okay, fine, you got me with one joke.
Yeah.
And it was whenever they were walking through the forest getting the ingredients, the two sisters, and she just walks by a spider web and plucks the bug off of it, and the spider's like, shaking its fist at her. Made me laugh.
I laughed more than once at this movie, but most of the time it was at this movie rather than kind of with it.
Sure. I was saying that was the only time where it's like they wanted me to laugh that I laughed.
She's explaining their family lineage, which is really cool. She's like, your mother's a witch, your grandmother was a witch, and your grandfather wasn't so nice either. That got a laugh from me. But put up some railings at this place. It's very dangerous. Having played mini games such as Dark Souls, where there's towering spires over lava. If I'm invading that place, I'm using it to my advantage. You're getting pushed into that.
For sure.
Staircase. That's right. Oh, God. That staircase is like right over the lava.
It is too. Quite there's scary.
There's no handrail or anything.
Yeah. And several times they almost get pushed off the edge or fall off the edge and are barely clinging on. It's a hardcore life being a witch. This mom is trying to push them to be greater. They're just kind of loused about. They're eating bugs and reading books, and they're too lazy to even turn the page.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of about who can turn the next page. Come on,
that's very retro. Like, get up and change the channel before you had like a remote control, or you lose the remote.
Which is also something I never got because I was always like, I don't understand it. Get up and change the goddamn channel. It's so much faster.
I imagine little Justin sitting there and just being like, yeah, this will work. Not wanting to change the channel. Just leaving it on the summer sports kids movies or something.
Sure. If you want to do that, do that.
Yeah, but it was never that hard to get up and change a channel. It was an old TV. You were sitting pretty close to it because it was so small. This is kinda...
You had to get really close so it burned in your retinas properly.
Yeah. This is kind of Adam's family here, how they're going through the house explaining their relatives and all the evil deeds they've done, and the pictures are coming to life. This animation is fantastic. Like throughout,
the song was not great.
No, it's a forgettable one.
I wanted it to be better, because it's a song about witches wanting to be evil.
Did you see this one painting full of their like hot-ass witch cousins who make potions?
Uh-huh. I did.
That one was fun because then it like starts reaching for them and they get pulled in. I love it. I love the animation in this part. We cut back to the ponies and I didn't like how the unicorns, they got those stubby ass horns in these ones. In this,
you know what I didn't like? You want to know what I didn't like? One of the unicorns said, "My horn itches," during this movie.
I imagine that could be true.
But it's like a bone.
Yeah, but maybe, and I'm just putting it out there, like in the spring, it grows back.
Maybe it has flesh over the
bone. Oh, like they shed it, they shed horns, like they shed it, like deer shed antlers.
Like reindeer, how it'll grow back and be like all felty for a couple of months.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
they'll scratch off the skin and it looks super fucking gory because it's just like blood and skin and fur dangling.
Sure. Yeah,
I think that's what we just missed because this is the spring festival.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Damn. That makes more sense, but it just made me be like, I don't want to think about this thing protruding out of their head having sensations.
Oh, they're like, really, really sensitive, Justin. Especially the tip.
I don't want to think about that.
Yeah, so when they stab you with it, they can feel. Absorb your soul. That's how they get some of their magic.
They can feel the insertion.
Oh, here was a line that made me laugh. Look at what you've done. Look at what you're wearing to this poor baby pony on stage who's just trying to do a great song and dance number. He gets a little too into it and knocks over everybody.
He did the wrong dance move.
They live in the forest. All around them is beautiful, but they make a
stage. She ruined the goddamn festival!
And put fake flowers, like, made out of wood or cardboard on it. I thought that was a really funny touch, too.
Yeah,
she ruined the festival. Everybody's... That's one thing that's really different. and I saw it right off the bat. It carried through. I noticed it throughout the movie. This is a much darker movie than our Gen 4. These are much more depressed ponies. These are ponies with way less confidence. Every
they
time
do have less confidence,
something
I'll say
happens,
that.
You hear a pony go, "Oh my god, we're gonna die." There's
pretty,
no
pretty apt reaction
way out.
Yeah, they're very quick to give up.
They
it's
are
echoed
so
by these little furry fur balls that like have to agree with everything they hear.
Yep, we're gonna. Well, they also get covered in. Well, we'll talk about it. Well, we are not there yet.
I don't know why the Bushwillies are in the movie. They don't do anything. Because
they're cute.
They are, and they're all different colors, so you can choose.
But we have the like the Grungles though too.
Those
they're
are
the better
cute.
Ones.
They had to put the Bushwillies in because the other ones weren't cute.
Yeah. I bet you the Bushwillies are in the show.
The Grungles are not.
The Grungles are new.
That's fair.
And they put the Bushwillies in because it's something that's like in the show a lot. So it's like, oh, you gotta have the Bushwillies.
Plus, the Bushwillies came out with all those really pretty looking gourds and like fur cake, which I don't want a slice of fur cake.
You don't want a slice of fur cake. Neither did the ponies. They were like, leave those. We gotta run.
Leave those behind. We have to run. This pony gets sad that she ruined the May Day Spring Festival, so she runs away.
I could not handle this pony's voice.
I know, and the songs.
Pony. Oh my god. And my ears were split. It's just like, oh.
This little ice cream cutie mark pony bitch is like.
What is it? What was her name?
No one likes the way I sing my own song. And it's like, nope, no, I don't.
Is it Lickety Split?
Lickety Split. Lickety Split.
If she's a baby, why she got ice cream cone cutie marks? Don't you get those when you grow up? Or is that
maybe
new canon?
It's different in G1. I don't
yeah,
just...
but she is definitely a baby.
She has a Mary Poppins carpet bag that she puts all of her stuff into while Spike is like, let me go with you. And she's real mean here. She steps on his tail, like, hard with both hooves. She picks him up and throws him across the house and is like, don't follow me.
Yeah. She's not very nice most of the movie.
No.
I get that they were a little mean to her for messing up, but also, like, tell people you're going to try a new dance move before you try it during the performance.
Spike was literally like, hey, you can't do that. You're going to screw up everyone's choreography.
Yeah. She is a baby, though, so she has to learn her ways.
Yeah. She is a baby.
She is baby, because, oh my god, she tries to fly over a fucking crevasse and is like,
my god.
I know the types of ponies, and I don't care.
They could have died.
I thought this movie was going to be about her almost dying, because she just, like, I can fly, I can swim through lava, I can...
Just a fool's quest across the world to return a ring she doesn't even have, like a golden horse hoof, the one hoof
a horseshoe.
Yeah, one horseshoe to rule them all.
Mm-hmm.
The two witch sisters get dispatched into the world. The ponies have made everything too nice, so they have to make things dark, dank, and disgusting.
They couldn't figure out how to do dark or disgusting.
So they settle on dank. And I'm watching this and they're like, do you know how to make things dank?
Things dank,
and
yeah.
And they look at the screen and I'm like, nodding, yes I do. Trust me, I made things dank before I watched this movie because it's the 1986 My Little Pony movie.
You mean you took a shower?
No, I took a breath of fresh air.
Okay.
So
they said determined that it means wet, Austin.
Do you say that?
Yeah. They can come up with their own thing, their own interpretation. Didn't work out for them, so I think I win.
No.
Better witch right here. They go to the water and they chant something which causes water to flow differently, but the Pegasus ponies are ready for it.
This joke here was kind of funny. Like, this one didn't make me, like, actually laugh, but it made me do that, like, loud exhale through the nose. You know what I'm talking about?
Which one? Not the sound. I don't. Yeah, I get that. But what joke? No, recreate your laugh noise for us real quick, just so we can get the idea.
They joke. I lost my train of thought.
They redirected the water, and there was some joke there.
Oh, yeah. She was reading the spell book.
Yeah.
And she, like, said gobbledygook, and the sister was like, oh, you idiot, and turns it, and is like, try reading it this time, and then reads different gobbledygook.
Nice.
That was funny.
Yeah, they get redirected into Ponyvale, or whatever the city is named. And the ponies are chill. They're like, hey, you're those witch girls, right? You're kind of cute. You want to stay and party with us for the spring festival?
They're literally like, hey, you're the witch sisters from evil volcano land.
Yeah, you guys want some pie? We have pie and squash.
We have this fuzzy pie.
You can eat our pony fur cake. And the witches are so scared. They're like, "Don't call us cute."
Well, they hate ice. Like eating stuff like that's akin to torture. We find out later.
Yeah,
I like how they don't have to establish anything with these witch characters. Like, they're just like, "Yeah, they're evil, and they do stuff because they're evil." Shut up. Like,
and that's something that we need to get into right now. Love the witch characters. I assume they're not human because they get, like, kicked downstairs, they eat gross things. They're magical, right?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think they were in the show either. I'm just gonna guess.
They were introduced in this movie, apparently. I've been doing some research.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
And they show up in the show after this.
These witch ladies so much more easily than I can handle these fucking real-ass kids.
Oh my god.
I like the brother. The brother was just a jerk the whole movie. That
he
should
have been a pony. He should have just been a jerk pony who hung out with him.
What is the difference, too? There was no guy ponies.
Weren't there,
not that
Justin?
We saw, no.
That we could tell.
Yeah.
They referenced it in the other ones. They made a distinction.
Oh, there are definitely different genders of ponies in the Gen 4, yes. This one, it seems to be all.
I'm pretty sure they're all female oriented.
Yeah, but there's also baby ponies, and they want a nursery. Like, where are the studs? Where are the male ponies?
Sir, not.
I don't think we saw any. But
what if they're just real horses, and they literally keep them in a pen? And
we did see a real horse.
Did we?
We
yeah,
did.
when they came
and got the humans, because I made a note of like, oh, these ponies
you're
fly
right.
in. They're like, you're going to help. What the fuck are you doing? Correcting the horse.
What is that? Okay, that's what I think is going on then. They're coming to real world to meet up with the studs.
Why, if they have this like magical device that can save their land from attack.
Yeah.
Why don't they keep it with them?
Because, you know,
why?
A little girl who has the money.
Because they need to bring the humans in so that you have a self-insert so you can buy the toys.
I really don't want the self-insert of the humans. I don't want these humans anywhere near this movie.
They want you to identify as Megan.
Josh, you have no idea how much I laughed. I was like, yes, go! Whenever the ponies came in and were like, no, we don't need your help. This is our fight. I was like, yes, just have these humans show up for like half a second, grab them and leave.
Yep, that would have been great. Or turn them into ponies. Because the animation on people was not there.
But yeah, the animation was not good.
Yeah, I just got used to these chunky-ass 80s ponies with their weird drawings. I don't need people in the mix now.
Do you like that their magic rainbow weapon is literally just like
a rainbow that beats
just a rainbow that floats around.
It's a sentient flying rainbow that beats ass.
Stop. I have never seen a boss battle outside of like Avatar The Last Airbender this bonkers. But
that rainbow got some screen time.
It did. The reason for that is because the witches have a plan. They're going to gather up all these alchemical ingredients and perform a dark ritual that summons like an elder demon beast. Like, this movie gets dark in some spots.
A smooze.
Just
call it what it is. They're summoning the smooze.
It's called.
There's a whole song about it, Austin.
It's called Build Up. instead of dumping all your ingredients in the volcano at once, Justin, it's more...
You're gonna throw it all in there at once anyway!
It's more magical to do it the right way, then maybe we can kill these fucking ponies! I see your point! You better go collect that terrible plant sap resin.
Oh my god. Yeah, at first I was thinking, like, why did she want them to go get this flume if it seems like it's working perfectly fine?
Oh, that's just how magic works. It seems like it's working fine.
I was expecting if you didn't have all the right ingredients, it wouldn't work at all.
Oh, no, you just get a half-ass...
it's good enough until you get rainbows in the mix, and then
yeah,
it stops working.
It is great animation on the flume.
Still beat the rainbow!
It did.
It ate the rainbow before they added the flues.
Yeah.
True. Then it, like, hardened.
I still don't really understand what the flues did.
I think it made it, like, infinite, like, without... Couldn't, like, ooze forever.
It also had better attack qualities, because it, like, started throwing shit, and they're like, there's
it was doing that before,
spirit,
too, though.
But only at the beginning. It lost that.
I guess because it hardened. Uh-huh. It's kind of like Play-Doh, and the flues is, like, pouring water on the hardened
still
Play-Doh.
Quite a spell. When this thing bubbles out of the volcano and it's, like, monstrous.
Yeah, it
was
pretty
scary. Yeah.
And, like, they have no control over it at all. It's like, well, that happened. Let's hope it works.
And they ride this, like, makeshift
well, chaos
boat
witches,
down it.
So they're like, they love this.
Yeah.
Like, chaos element witches. Yeah, they're pretty badass to do something this big. They've already committed genocide on the other side of the mountain.
Yeah, that's why we don't see
and
it.
And they're joking about it, too. They're just like, those punks didn't even know what hit them. We wiped them all out.
Wiped them off the
like, Jesus Christ.
Of the earth with this spell.
Jesus Christ!
This is one spell that wiped out a kingdom. Yeah.
So does that mean the other side of the mountain is just nothing but smooze?
We'll get to it. It is nothing but smooze, and they're going to go help them at the end. They talk about it.
What happens when two smoozes meet? Do they just become a bigger smooze?
You don't want to know.
The smoozing?
They'll start smoozing, yeah. It's a big purple blob with googly eyes. I recommend if you haven't watched this movie to look up this piece of it. At least this art is really good.
Make sure to type in G1 because it's also in G4.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a different character, but it is in G4.
Oh, that's fun.
Episode.
That's a good reference. Okay, so one of the ponies just has sunglasses, multiple sunglasses as a cutie mark.
Yeah, and they're whiny. They're not cool at all.
Well, everybody's constantly picking on them, and it's like, hey, Shade, we're going to throw Shade, because you're an unlucky fucking pony. And she's like, maybe I stop UVA and UVB rays from hurting your eyes. Nah, you're Shade. You're unlucky. Get back to the village. Fuck you.
there's a lot of like mean spirited ponies in
there
this.
There are
like everyone is just like, now you're bad luck. Fuck off.
Mean girl like, ponies. Yeah.
There was one that got covered in the smooze. Totally, total mean girl. The rest of the movie, she had like the Canada Leaf cutie marks.
Maple leaf, pot yeah. leaf, maybe.
It was a maple leaf.
They all gather in the castle to cloister against the smooze, and it overtakes the castle
work
in
at all.
Seconds. And I think a bunch of them died or got frozen in the smooze, because how the fuck could they get out of the castle that quick?
Yeah.
We get another villain song.
The ones that can
great.
Fly are like, laters!
Yeah, we have get out of my way, one of them says at one point when the smooze is coming to the forest creatures. We get the smooze song. Really good.
It was. I liked the smooze song.
Probably the best song in the movie.
Yeah.
And that's rare. It's not only a villain song. It's the, like, monster
the
villain
is summoned.
This is the
third villain song. This is the third villain song. In a row, we had the witches, like, talking about being evil. Then we had the two daughters going out and gathering the ingredients. They had a song about how they didn't want to get the flume.
Yeah, yeah.
And now this one.
You may think it's three in a row, but there were four sad pony songs you're forgetting about between them.
Sure.
Nobody likes a little pony better run away.
Oh my gosh, I can't see the rest of the ponies. I better go die.
Come with me, Spike. We're going to hell tonight. I know a cave we can
die in. Whenever she was like, I can fly, he's like, no, you can't. No, you can't.
We're falling. Oh, so they meet Mr. Moochek, the magical gnome. I don't know.
Also, probably in the show.
Well, he gave him the rainbow battle power. My goodness, this rainbow fight. It's like a piece of candy. One of those long taffies that's like rainbow. It's just zip-zapping around.
It's like they caught a part of a Care Bear stare.
It's something, all right. And they really want us to care that this rainbow wins a fight against an ocean of gloop. It doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't. It makes it blow up some, but it's,
it cuts a couple of the heads off. Blow up effects are pretty good. Mr. Moochek is the magical gnome who gave him the rainbow in the heart locket that they then took to the real world and gave to a child.
Ponies don't have very good decision-making skills.
And he is like a wild magic mage. He's kind of like a little kooky. He's on his walking stick a bit too much.
He can make it grow. It's kind of like the Monkey King staff.
He can. He can definitely make it grow. He's like, well, all's doomed. Sorry if the rainbow can't do it. I have nothing stronger than that. I gave my strongest magic to some ponies, and then they gave it to some kids. And they're like, no, we need a home. And we get a great song for Mr. Moochek about how everybody should have a home. Why don't you just live in the pyramids, you lazy piece of shit?
He starts getting really irritated, too. It's like, you guys are really ungrateful. I've just offered, like, 70 homes, and don't want any of them. Come on.
Any of these classic monuments in the real world that they would then have to close for tourism because ponies live in them now. Why don't you want them?
That wouldn't increase the tourism 1,000-fold.
No, the ponies would be like, stay out. They're closed.
Oh, okay. The ponies would drive everyone. These ponies? Maybe Gen 4 ponies would keep everyone out. These ponies would not stand up against people.
Not at all. They wouldn't have a chance.
They would bow down.
Speaking of which, the storyboard artist for this, and it got all the way to animation before Hasbro nixed it, they had the idea that instead of first going to the human children, the ponies would fly into the real world, land outside of a bar where one of the G.I. Joes was standing there drinking from a bottle, and ask him for help. Fly off when he refused, and he would throw the bottle to the ground and swear to never drink again. And that got as far as being animated, and Hasbro thought it was hilarious, but we're like, we can't put this in our GP, like, My Little Pony movie. They wanted to do a crossover really bad with this, Optimus Prime, and Transformers.
They did it eventually.
They did, yes. Because they were all huge action cartoon fans, the people who wrote this for television. And oh, that would have been such a fun scene, just a gritty, like, nighttime action scene.
G.I. Joe, you gotta help us!
G.I. Joe! Never touching this stuff again.
The G4 Comics has a My Little Pony Transformers crossover that they did, so.
Wow.
I guess they did a bit of it.
That's really fun. Instead of getting the
They wanted G.I. Joe to have the reaction that Wolverine did in that Stinger scene where they asked him to join the Avengers.
But better, because it's My Little Pony flying into the real world, and it's like a gritty nighttime bar, and you can just imagine like a dog barking in the background and like people inside the bar drinking and music playing.
And indeed, G.I. Joe deciding never to drink again.
Yeah, he throws the bottle down, and he's like, never touching this stuff again. Because
I just saw flying ponies.
That would have made this movie.
They came and talked to me. I gotta stop drinking.
Hey, man, I might chase the pony if you know what I mean. Bartender, another one of those magic pony bottles, please. Mr. Muchek is pissed that they don't want to live in basically a mausoleum of several sorts, the Taj Mahal, the pyramids, you know, all tombs. So he's like, how about I give you the new toy set, the one I predicted in our opening?
Literal new toy. Like, he says, oh, what you is paradise, and he drops this literal toy set, and then, like, Cloud Wind Whistler is like, oh, it's the Paradise Resort. He just calls it out by name, even though they've never seen it before.
I saw the commercial on TV.
That's $79 without ponies included.
They almost just went into a commercial. Like, that's like name droppy it was.
Pieces in this set, and it can fold up and be carried around.
Yeah. They mention the fact that they can fold it up and carry it around.
Oh my god, it's like
the wizard.
The
wizard does say that.
This is when the movie starts to take a real Tolkien D&D kind of turn. Because, yeah, they get this house that they can carry around with them. They go through a haunted wood with some Ents throwing fucking spears at them.
All right. There was another scene that made me laugh, but not, like, intentionally. Well, maybe it was. I don't know. But whatever the pony was... The little baby pony was crying. No, not the baby
Which
pony.
One?
The sunglasses pony. Shady, yeah. Shady fuck pony or whatever the name is.
Ray-Ban.
Yeah. They were crying and they had the little blue fuzzball with them.
Yeah.
And they were like, I'm a failure. And he's just like, yep, you're a failure.
Because they agree with everything you say. Plus he was poisoned by the goo. Yeah. Yeah. That was really good. That was a good moment. They meet the Grundles. And these are the displaced people whose kingdom was ruined the first attack of the witches.
And Smooze, yeah.
Yeah,
it overtook. There's the most important thing about Grundles.
What?
They're good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not suspicious at all, right? And this is Danny DeVito.
When you break into a song about how good you are.
We're not gonna hurt you, kids. We would never do that. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
They were actually good.
They were
good guys.
Hot tip, don't introduce yourself with a song about how good you are. It was off kind of suspicious.
Especially sounded like Danny DeVito.
Right. Real Frank moment from Always Sunny. My goodness, the Pony Palace. I did the price adjustment. $72 when it came out in 86. $200 today is how much it would have cost. And this is a big ass toy.
I mean, it's big, but that's
60
that's a lot.
Pieces. There's enough room down here for a ballroom.
And there's even a pool.
And a nursery. Did you hear that? Because I guess we have fresh baby ponies a-coming.
Oh, good. That's another thing I want to think about.
Yeah, these ponies giving magical birth.
Uh-huh.
Never mind. No spoilers. it is just a toy commercial. They go through the haunted forest. They have to follow this map.
These trees are kind of scary.
Yeah, this was the scary part, especially
you just start a murder and like immediately.
This is another very from software kind of Resident Evil moment. Giant spears just hit the ground and you're like, oh shit, scatter. It's a dark as fuck woods, and this is a scary scene, legit, when this pony is flying around and all the trees are trying to get him and throwing shit and taking swipes at him. I was like,
yeah, but then they just start teleporting like fucking Nightcrawler. I'm like, well, if you could do that, are you doing?
The teleportation ability some ponies have, that they're like, well, I know we didn't use this earlier, but womp womp, now I'm over here. Yeah, my notes at this point, shit, this pony can teleport. They have to make this jump, and one of the ponies is like, I can make this jump. And another one's like, I can't, but I can use magic. So kid, get on that pony's back so he has to jump with two kids. I've never teleported with a kid before. It might, like, you know, fly us together, Brundle fly us.
Yeah.
And then you get the Gen 4
Ooh,
abomination.
Grundle fly.
The abomination of, like, my real pony girls or whatever it's called.
Equestrian girls?
Yeah.
That's probably how
it's coming.
That's probably how that happened.
That's how it happened. One accidentally teleported with a real girl, and she's like, wow, now I'm a pony girl.
Yeah.
It's hard to hide the tail in school. The hair, the mane, you just put up like hair, but yeah. There's now a giant spider, and I wrote, what is this, The Hobbit 2?
Ooh. This spider with Cyclops spider.
And this spider is really well animated and drawn, but I
noticed... At first I thought it was kind of cool, then...
I noticed something, and not what you're thinking. Let me get to this first, then we'll talk about that. This made me notice something that happened throughout the movie, and that's things changing size at a phenomenal rate just to match the scene that it's in.
Mm-hmm. It's very inconsistent.
Yeah. Because this,
especially the spider, it was the most noticeable.
Sometimes is like 7-8 feet tall. Other times it's like Godzilla the spider. It's enormous. Mm-hmm. All right, get onto your perverted shit. What do you want to say? No.
My perverted shit. I didn't draw this. This looked like these fucking horses got covered in cum.
First of all, three of them run into the web that they clearly
they
see.
Thought it would just, yeah, they thought that would work somehow.
Three of them at once.
Yeah, just straight head first. Like I said, they're not great at decision making.
It's like it's out of the spider's out of the way. Clearly, we can run through
just
the
run
web.
Run through it.
Yeah.
We don't know what that is.
Let's not have one person test it. Let's just all face first. Oh, little facials.
Oh, look, it's all drippy and sticky and white and covering
us. It was like
us.
All over their face and not dripping down. I'm like, oh, come on,
but
movie.
But you know, if you watch
come
this...
on, movie.
Justin,
they did come on.
If you look up this scene and watch it in reverse, it's really fun because all the ponies and kids tickle the spider and then get caught in web.
Great.
That's how you defeat a spider, is you tickle it.
Tickle its knees.
Apparently caused its web to fall apart.
The little girl heard this somewhere, and she's right. So let's remember that for our quests that we go on.
Tickle spider's knees.
The Simpsons taught us you can quote a Bible verse, and that'll stop it. But now we know you can also just tickle it. I would say the Bible verse is like the ranged attack, and tickling it's like the melee.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to get that close to the big spider.
Right. Or if it's a deaf spider.
Shelob or whatever? Was that what it was in Lord of the Rings?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. I think it would still work on a deaf spider because it's magic. It's like, would a blind vampire be immune to crucifixes? I don't think so. He'd just not know why it hurt all of a sudden. Ah, I walked into a church again. Money for the poor. Ah. Yeah. I don't like the spider tickling and the web. I wrote down. I didn't.
It was. I mean.
And
come on. I mean.
At this point, you can hear. The producers being like, guys, we're running out of money. This thing is hemorrhaging funds.
Yeah.
Like, we animated this start to finish in 10 weeks. I can't fucking believe that. That must have been insane.
Yeah.
The amount of work put on these poor animators. Yeah, but they are rushing it because we get to Flying Pony Kingdom. It's full of the most beautiful flowers, beautiful flowers we've ever seen. They smell good, they're sweet, blah blah blah. Opens up a whole bunch of shy.
Wait a second, didn't ponies. They have to find these same type of ponies in the last movie we watched?
No, they had to find sea ponies in that movie.
They were alicorns, okay. Justin.
Okay. This is flutter ponies.
No, alicorns and flutter ponies are different.
Shit, okay.
Alicorns have, like, the Pegasus wings.
Oh,
the flutter ponies
right.
have, like, the bug wings.
What they have to find. in the last one, what was the name?
Josh just said it was the sea ones.
Yeah, sea ponies.
What are they called though?
The sea ponies? Individual names or
no,
a race?
There's a race name for the sea ponies, aren't
there? Yeah, just like there's
pretty
ponies.
Sure it's sea ponies.
Okay, I thought it was something fancy because they seem to go fancy sometimes with the new pony names. But either way, they're real shy. They fly up to their little lofts and they're like, "Go away," and just kind of spit on them down.
Yeah, Rose Dust shows up and is just like, "Fuck you, we're not helping.
We want to be
like,
left alone.
Yes, we can stop the smooze, but fuck you."
You like, leave us alone to that destroying spell that we are familiar with and have the power to stop. Nah.
We just want to be left alone. Go away. Immediately.
And don't... What's the difference between these things? They just got butterfly wings?
Fly wings.
Okay. I get it.
If they flap them, they, you know, make dust that gets rid of the smooze, I guess.
Yeah, magic. I am okay with that. It happens, because... They want it to. They're standing on top of their new play place, and the ponies are like, "We're all gonna die. The enemy's at the gates." And they're like, "No, just close your eyes and imagine the flapping of 1,000 pony butterfly wings over the horizon."
Mm-hmm. Think of all of our friends that are missing, and all of the flutter ponies coming to save us. Oh, thank
imagine
God
if
that
they were
worked.
Like 5 minutes late.
It's like, oh, thank God that worked.
They clear the
Did you
queue.
See that, everyone? I summoned them!
Yeah, they're
Yay,
my
me.
Minions! the flutter ponies come, they blow the goo back into the volcano.
With the help of the rainbow.
Yes, the rainbow comes back to life. It's been stuck in the goo, but it comes out. And return to the status quo, because we have a couple more seasons of the show to get back to.
Except, not quite. Now the ponies live on the estate, and they give the Grundles their old castle.
Exactly.
So the Grundles are probably in the show from this point on.
A new kingdom's better than something, he says.
Or they're just not.
I feel like they're probably in it a little bit.
Are the witches in the later generation? Because I like those characters.
They are in... another arc of G1 and they're in a G4 crossover comic special.
Uh-huh.
There is a crossover where the daughter's kids like cause some shit and worlds collide type thing. They book ponies from G4, G1 have to do the thing.
Whoa, that's pretty
so
cool.
So I gotta read those comics. I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Interesting.
Ponies in the multiverse of madness.
Yeah.
So just to recap really quick, some of the ponies' names we've met tonight: Firefly, Ribbon, Honeycomb, Twilight.
Pony.
The two in the water have names. They're Surf Rider and Water Lily, and they came with their inflatables. They're adorable. There's Peachy. Applejack is one who was in Gen 1, it looks like. Yeah. Moonstone,
I recognize Applejack.
Windy, Bubbles, Skyrocket, Tickle, Heartthrob.
Ooh.
Heartthrob was a special edition Valentine's. She had the friends, the Lovebirds. Buttons was in this. I found cards for all of them. This is pretty cool. Buttons can be found on the seashore, gathering colorful shells for her collection. She uses them as
buttons. Buttons was in Gen 4 too.
To decorate bonnets. Sparkler, Confetti, Gingerbread, Lemon Drop, and Brandy the Dog. Oh my goodness. Princess Sapphire, who had another dragon. Smokey, he was a little blue dragon. Sparkler, Princess Ruby had a little dragon, a little red dragon. Sparks. So, they introduced a lot of stuff in this first Gen 1, move those toys.
Yeah, I mean, this was the genesis.
It was.
This was the pony beginnings.
Josh.
These ponies stumbled so that ponies now could trot.
All right, it could use a little work, but it's almost there. Josh, the reason we do this show is to make you and each other watch movies we're not familiar with. Sometimes that means you have to watch a movie twice in your life. I know you hate it. You had to do it tonight. How do you feel about this movie after seeing it for the second time? Or, have you seen this more than once?
I have. It's been a while.
How many times have you seen this?
This is the second time I've seen this.
Okay.
I would still not recommend it. You know, maybe if you're like a really big fan show or remember watching it as a kid, you for some reason haven't seen the movie, like, sure, but there's better, like, generations since then. It's dated. It was not as bad as I thought it was going to be originally. I thought it was going to be way more like girly and way more toy selly. It, you know, honestly wasn't that bad. There was a lot of songs. The villains were legitimately cool. Only one blatant toy placement, probably because the other ones were done in previous episodes.
Blatant but toy placement. You can buy
super
that.
Blatant.
You can buy it on eBay for pretty cheap these days, though, if you want.
This movie, Austin found an image for us. This movie produced $150 and $80 of merch.
That's
just this movie.
One page from one catalog, Josh.
Yeah. The Paradise Estate was half of that.
Yeah.
That's not everything. Like,
oh, no, that's just from this movie.
That's one page.
No, I'm not even thinking about that's probably not even everything from this movie. Do you think there are witch toys? Toys of the Witches?
Probably. You gotta have something to fight. You fight them.
Or the Grundles? And King Grundle?
Any,
is there a King Grundle toy?
Probably. Let's see. Not seeing any when I look up
There's no King Grundle toy.
No Danny DeVito toy.
No.
I assume you guys recognize the cast a bit. Couple of names in there. I recognize Danny DeVito.
He's been in this our podcast several times at this point.
Mm.
I think this is his third time. Am I wrong, Austin?
What's the second one he showed up here for? Because I remember One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Batman Returns.
Oh, yeah, he's
a penguin.
Okay.
He bit that dude's nose off his face.
He's just a chameleon, Justin. He looks different every single role.
Sure, he's... He's someone hard to keep track of, not very distinctive looking.
Especially also when he's voice acting, very distinctive.
Yeah, definitely couldn't recognize his voice the second you heard it either.
Yeah. So no recommend from Josh, huh?
No.
What was your history with it? When did you see it?
I saw it at a Brony convention ways back.
Was it fun at that?
I believe it was at a panel, yeah.
Is it so this is like watching Rocky Horror Picture Show for Bones.
So.
Do you like interact with the movie as it's going on and like
I believe it was one of those like, you know, we're gonna show the movie and everybody laughs
at the screens
it
or whatever the fuck they do with those things?
Something along those lines.
Nice. This is a movie you wanna watch like with friends in public would be great.
God, if I had been watched this by myself at home.
I watched it with Kat, and we had a blast. Because she told me a really cute story about how she had to sneak to her friend's house to watch this when she was little because her mom wouldn't let her.
What?
Why?
It has magic in it. Her mom was very religious.
Wow.
But I was like, that is adorable that you snuck away to watch this movie.
Yeah.
Did she remember any of it?
Oh yeah. She's like when the real
the other
kids
thing
hit
that,
the screen,
that I have to
by surprise.
I have to remind myself this was a theatrical release.
Hmm?
This was in movie theaters.
Probably a big deal. Let's see how much money it made. 86.
No, it was a box office failure.
Okay. It made 0.5 million more than its budget. Budget 5.5 million made 6 million.
Yeah, that's now.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
It made $416,000 in the opening weekend.
But yes, Josh, she did remember when the real people showed up and how surprising and gross it was in comparison to like everything else magical in it and how they were drawn.
Oh, okay.
Not counting the witches, because the witches are cool.
But sure.
Just the three real kids. Haven't talked too much about. There's the older sister who's like full of action and wants to help the ponies. What's that?
What's there to talk about?
Well, there's the middle kid who Josh mentioned was really good. He was really snarky. He added kind of...
He didn't do anything, to be fair.
No.
He was just kind of a dick the whole time, which I thought was kind of funny.
Because there wasn't anybody else like that. Yeah.
Yeah, he was there to be the token little brother character.
Berating the little girl, like they were going back and forth until she finally did something right, and then he's like,
he was a dick.
Kiss.
He was a dick through and through.
And she was like,
the little
ew!
And she was actually the one who had the ideas, it seemed like, a couple of the times. But I kept laughing at the fact that they'd be like, no, we have to go off and do battle. It's too dangerous to bring you little kids. And then this, like, 7-year-old mounts up on a pony and is like, to war! But we want to come. We need to help.
Mm-hmm.
Justin, would you recommend this?
Absolutely not.
Didn't have any fun watching it?
It was okay, but not worth the time.
Yeah. It is a little long.
Watch the YouTube videos of the scenes with the witches doing shit.
And the goo. The goo song.
That would be included in that.
Yeah. Definitely watch all the bad characters songs.
Overall, it was disjointed. It didn't make sense. The animation for those characters were cool, but the animations for the pony was kind of bad.
It was. That's one of my big problems, too.
Like, their eyes kept changing colors. You brought up the size thing. I noted that a couple times where it's like, whoa, why is this thing, like, really small? Like, really, really big, and then, like, 7 feet tall, and then, like, really, really big again.
Do you remember
the voices were just fucking unbearable?
Yes.
But the high-pitched, squealy voices could not get past that.
Do you remember the scene where she's leaving home and packing her stuff up, singing with Spike, and they both turn towards the camera and scream at the audience with, like, their mouths fully open?
Oh, yeah, at the end of the song, yeah.
That, you mean the whole fucking
horrible.
Movie?
That was so scary. I wouldn't recommend this either for the same reasons. It had its moments and it was kind of charming how bad it was. Like, they were like, let's make a movie for kids but not have any idea what we're doing or have a message to it. We're just selling shit.
And it's just an extended episode of the show.
I'll say this. It's better than I thought it was going to be, but still no.
There's a couple of stills that I've captured that are just phenomenal. Because the ponies are making the most awkward faces constantly throughout this movie.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's real bad. None of them have teeth. Did you notice that? None of the ponies have teeth in this. It's just like gummy pink mouths. The only characters with teeth are the humans. The good humans have perfect mouths of teeth, and the witches have like scattered
or fangs. Yeah,
either fangs or like real big gaps in their teeth, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
The reason that we liked the witches didn't look so strange is because they were like played up to have like a unique character design, so like the weirdness was accepted.
Yeah,
whereas the humans were supposed to look like humans and you're like, that's wrong.
That's real wrong. The witches had character to them and they were magic.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah,
they had character design.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're all very unique looking.
They're not just little white kids with blonde hair and blue eyes dressed in, like, frilly, what do you call those, bib overalls?
I don't know.
Unders?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, not a recommend from any of us.
How old is the older girl supposed to be?
I'd say 12. No.
Man, I want to say...
Maybe 10. I can't tell.
Megan Williams. She is not aged according to the wiki.
Okay, that's fine.
She is a kid.
We got Josh to type in how old is what's her name from the My Little Pony.
Though. Got it. He's like,
I've had the wiki open
like,
the whole
I've
time.
I've already searched for it, guys.
The brother and sister don't have ages either.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I would have guessed that they were probably like, he was probably like 8 or 9. She was like 6 or 7. And Megan, I would guess, probably 10 or 12. Maybe 12.
Okay. So,
like, just on the cusp of being a kid.
Looking forward to our future. I pulled up this pretty cool little graph that shows the toys and animated versions. I'll post it to the chat for each generation. It looks as though Gen 1 went until 95. That boggles my mind. That is so fucking long. 82 to 95?
Jesus Christ.
Gen 2 had no
animated series. That's over a decade.
Yeah. Gen 2 had really awkward-looking ponies. They started to look more horse-like, but at the same time gave them real sexy eyes, which I don't like. Gen 3 is mostly when I was avoiding this. I had no idea what it was. 2003 to 2009. It seems to have had like a Flash cartoon. Josh, have you ever seen Gen 3?
A bit here and there.
It doesn't look very good.
No.
It's probably just kind of like Gen 1. They're like, oh, we're rebooting this, so they're cute ponies who do cute things. Gen
3.5
looks like the Bratz dolls.
Some people still maintain it's the best edition. It's the only one that they'll touch.
Really?
No, I'm just...
I thought you had deep pony lore.
There probably are people that would say that.
I was just saying because D&D is the... Like,
see, we didn't, yeah.
Can't joke.
It looks like Bratz. They have phenomenally distorted bodies. Their heads are huge. Their legs are like bell bottoms, but the tiny, tiny bodies. Yeah. I bet that one is probably the worst. Just throwing it out there, like written wise, that one's probably the worst. Then we get to Gen 4. That's what we've covered on the show before. It feels like that's amazing. It's self-aware. It's pop culturally relevant. They're always making references. They're actually teaching valuable life skills and lessons. Josh, would you agree?
Yeah, you know, the writing doesn't talk down to anybody. You know, there's a lot of, like, you know, writing for adults in the show, especially in the later seasons.
I will just say, I will say, just looking at the screenshots on this thing that you posted, Gen 1 and Gen 4 are the only ones that look remotely interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the colors of Gen 1, like, even though there's a real person in that photo, that's a trippy-ass pony.
Yeah, and like, it looks like fantasy as fuck.
I could make that into an album cover, no problem. Gen 3 looks like everything that has ever been on the internet.
Yeah.
Gen 3.5, that's a huge jump from 3 to 3.5.
That looks, like you said, Bratz dolls. It's My Little Pony's Bratz dolls.
Uh-huh. And then the animation style went super flat for Gen 4. Gen 5, is it
we'll
here?
We'll get to.
It's here. In the same year.
Gen 5's here, Josh?
The movie is. The show hasn't started yet, but it starts this year.
Oh, okay. This seems to have... it's a Steven Universe animated style, right? Like,
no, that's just the crappy YouTube like side series.
Oh, really?
The movie has like 3D animation, and that's like the intro to the Gen 5.
Oh, we're getting CGI My Little Ponies now.
We'll talk more about it when we get to it. That's third on my list.
Oh, for MLP movies. Ooh, okay, no spoilers.
Next up is Equestria Girls, as we mentioned.
Oh, God.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
It was a theatrical release. It's only like 40 or 50 minutes.
Oh.
It's real short.
Okay.
We have to watch it so we can watch the second Equestria movie, though, which is excellent.
Oh, my God. What have we signed up for?
Which also had a theatrical release.
What?
Yeah. It's
50 minutes and they sold tickets to these rubes?
The second one is like 90 minutes, but yeah, the first one's really short.
Rubes, Austin, it's for children.
Exactly. Children.
Yeah, G4 is still targeted at kids.
Are rubes.
Especially Equestria girls.
Like, children geez. Are rubes. You're right.
They'll pay money for anything.
They will.
But that's for a later Monday.
Josh, would you like to tell the people where they can find not only our later episodes, but our earlier episodes?
Yeah, you can find more Have You Seen on podcast.net.
Podcast.com, sorry.
Podcast.com. Fab Check on YouTube and Facebook and where you might find quality podcasts. You can also check out Amazeballs, which covers a syndicated TV shows, and What About Wrestling, where it talks about wrestling.
Yeah, sure does.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah!
Yep. Have to put that take that one out to the pasture, Josh.
I'm saving that. Don't get into the G5 spoilers.
Yeah, it needs to go to the glue factory on this one.
Till next time, I'm Pony Boy Austin.
I'm Pony Boy Josh.
I'm Justin.
Nay.